Okay, Daniel McCartan here with Noah Syndergaard, ace pitcher of the Mets. He needs no introduction. What are you teaching the kids at camp here today?
Just teaching them the basics, really, of baseball. And just, it's all about having fun out here, and that's all we're doing. And couldn't be more happier to be out here.
So who was your favorite player growing up?
I had a couple. I really admired Washington Nolan Ryan. I was a big-time Rangers fan growing up when I was a kid. So Rafael Palmeiro, Rusty Greer, Juan Gonzalez, all those guys.
Could you ever imagine being at a pro camp with one of them, having them teach you, Nolan Ryan teaching you how to pitch?
Not when I was a kid, no. So I can't imagine what these kids are feeling.
Yeah.
And you never know when you're going to make that kind of impression on a kid to inspire them to become a professional baseball player and follow their dreams. So it's just awesome time being here.
Very cool. So, you know, you have experienced a little bit of a slump, but you added velocity to all of your five pitches. It seems to me, if it's not physical, it seems to be more of a mental thing. What have you been working on mentally to improve your pitching game?
Both mental and physical, just kind of correlate into each other. It's all about mechanics right now. I'm just kind of thinking too much out there, trying to be more mechanical as opposed to just going out there and throwing the baseball. I feel like my last start was a step in the right direction and act as a catalyst to some productive starts here in the future.
So you're pretty much an NL Cy Young candidate. Does that weigh heavily on your mind, or do you just kind of forget about that and pitch?
No, I mean, it was a goal, but as of right now, I mean, the past month hasn't been really up to my standards in terms of pitching. So right now I'm just trying to focus on going back out there and getting back on track.
So the MLB is maybe considering adding a home run derby for pitchers for next year. You have two home runs of your own, and the Mets are a good pitching staff, is a good home run hitting team. Do you have an opinion on whether they should add that or not into the home run derby?
I feel like, yeah, that'd be really good for baseball and adding a pitcher's only home run derby. I wouldn't necessarily agree with the pitchers competing against position players in home run derby.
Right. You know,
could happen. When we watch Madison Bumgarner at batting practice, and might win one, actually. So, yeah, I think it'd be I'm all for that.
Yeah, I think that would be cool, too. So you talked a little bit about goals. Have you achieved what you have set out to do this season, or are there still more to do?
I mean, as far as personal goals, I just try to go out there each and every 5 days and really every day and try to be the best teammate and best pitcher I can be, whether it's just being a student of the game and trying to soak up as much knowledge as possible. But as far as personal accolades go, I mean, making the All-Star team was really cool, but I mean, still just individual achievement. Being able to go out there and compete for another World Series this year and be able to win it all would be the ultimate dream.
Yeah. So the Mets have been plagued a little bit by the injury bug, but to put a positive spin on that, wouldn't that be a good thing so that you guys can add depth when you expand to the 40-man roster?
We are plagued a little bit by injury, but one thing that has really been good for us, and you saw glimpses of it last year, is the ability to pick one another up and just the fact that we've so many interchangeable
players. You tweeted that a man with two first names is a powerful one. What is Jay Bruce feel for the clubhouse?
He's taking a step forward for the clubhouse. He's been a great teammate. That's a lot of energy to the clubhouse. A lot of batting.
So currently 1.5 games out of the wild card. And that's poised for a 2016 World Series.
Oh,